The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Motivation Muscle, and I want to welcome to the show. This is Eric Fiorello, your host, and today's date is May 5th, 2016, believe it or not, and we are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com. We're also sponsored by Primal Creations, which is Steven Santangelo, who's a regular on here every month. Unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. Primal Creations at AOL.com. Facebook, STEPHEN, period. SANTANGELO, period, 75. And today, well, we're going to talk about, before I get into the stuff on FBC, Donnie Gianfardino has been, he's been a sponsor on the show, and he still is. I still read his spot. And he is the owner and inventor of the 8X adjustable exercise clubs and maces. And for anyone that we haven't been on a lot. We've had some stuff happening, and we've had to come back. And for anybody that doesn't know, we are running a monster contest between Motivation Muscle, and we're partnered up with 8X Club. And you can enter this contest very easily and win yourself an 8X Club, which is a $239 value. And I'll give you some of the feats of it and some of the bullet points. It's adjustable, one club, 10 weight settings, okay? So you got 3.5 to 25 pounds. It's perfect for both two-hand and one-handed club exercises. It's great for rehab and heavy rotational power training. And there's videos we put down below where you can really get a grasp of what's going on with this club. And we're going to have five more. Once this show is finished, I'm going to promote it right away. And Tracy, who does all the marvelous work here, is going to have that all set, too. But also, too, don't forget, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. That's out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Free ebook. All you got to do is put in your email address. Also on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Strength times power equals success. And the winner's circle is all out there. Take a bite into it, because I'm telling you right now, you'll change your life. And it's the same way with the club. All you got to do is put your email out there. I mean, that is very simple. That's all we're asking from you. And on the contest is going to end on the 18th of May. Donnie and I will pick it the next day. Who wins? Obviously, we're going to do just like we did on the last contest. You will have the opportunity, whether you do a show here with me or not, to come on with a three-way call with Donnie and whomever wins, and myself. So, I mean, this is a hell of a piece of equipment. And today we're going to talk. Donnie is guesting on the show today because we're going to do a short show, and we're going to talk about why you want to win this and you know, how he came up with this concept. And, you know, this is the thing. When you have injuries and you're just not finding what you need, when you want to be real creative, you can do some great things like he's done here. And I want to just give you a short bio on Donnie, and we'll bring him right in. Number one, he's a strength athlete, Indian club trainer, and he's designer and owner of ADEX adjustable clubs. So, Donnie, welcome to the show. Good to have you back. And if I missed anything, give anything out you want to give. Obviously, give your website out because I didn't give that. And then I've just got a few questions. We're going to go into the show, and we're going to let everybody know what this club can do for you.
Hey, Eric, how are you today, man? I'm glad to be on the show again. And yeah, you can check out my clubs, ADEX clubs, at ADEXClub.com. You could see all about it there. There's some videos on there on how to use an ADEX club. You could see the different combinations. We also make a mace now, and that's being used in the American Kettlebell Alliance's Vintage Strength Games. There's going to be one somewhere in New Jersey next Saturday, believe it or not. Not on the 14th, May 14th, there'll be one. And people are actually competing using the ADEX adjustable maces for at these events. So, you know, the kettlebell sport people are getting up there and they're finding it to be a great tool to work into their kettlebell training, both the mace and the clubs. But anyway, you know, where do you want me to start with the,
here we go. This is the first question. What we're going to do with this show is we are going to use this show, obviously, to promote the contest. But for anybody that doesn't have a broad base of understanding with this, Donnie is going to clarify everything to you. And as I said, we're going to put up 5 new videos, 2 to go with the 4 here. So, Donnie, obviously, I know, you know, anybody that's listening to the shows, and we're going to have to find all your shows out there because I'm going to have to promote those and let them go back and listen to them. But you know, we got to condense everything, obviously, right now.
Uh-huh.
But I know that, you know, everyone knows, well, they don't know that you used to do quite a bit of bodybuilding / power, you know,
yes.
I call it that.
Yeah. I was in this strength training thing, you know, like I called it power building. It was like a combination of bodybuilding, powerlifting. You know, I was gravitating more towards the powerlifting thing. Ended up getting an injury doing heavy bench presses. And, you know, I'm an athletic guy. I've been, you know, fairly athletic most of my life, got into the iron game, ended up hurting my shoulder doing heavy bench presses, sometime in the 90s. I lived with this nagging pain for a little more than 10 years that it was constant in my shoulder. And I had gotten to the point where I was unable to perform a push-up. And I know some of the other some of the regular listeners, you know, heard this story before, but, you know, this is the reason why I developed the AdX Club is that, you know, when you got a guy that looks like he's in shape and he can't do a single push-up, something's wrong. So around 2007 or so, about that time, I was looking on the internet for alternative ways to train. I wanted to get back into training. I used to work physical jobs. I worked both in construction and also in the restaurant business. And I was predominantly a pizza man and a line chef. So I was always moving my arms. So I constantly had pain in my shoulder. I was looking for an alternative way to train, and I came across club training. I saw videos of it. And I when I watched the guy performing some of the exercises, I was melting. It was like watching someone getting a massage. I said, this is the thing for me. This is what spoke to me the loudest. Learn to do this stuff and heal my shoulder. And I began with a one-sided adjustable dumbbell. And I said, let me see what happens if I do a month of this 3 days a week with the exercise the guy was showing. And all of a sudden, I started feeling better. My shoulder felt better. And in a month's time, I got to be able to do a push-up again. And then I was be able to hold a plank. So, you know, it was progressive. So at this particular time in my life, I was laid off from work. I was pretty much out of money. I was done. I mean, I've lost both of my retirements, you know, by this point in life, due to the market crash. I was pretty much a mess financially, and I was getting to be a mess physically. I was looking for a real club to start training with now because I was running into problems with the one-sided dumbbell. Started adding weight to it. It started becoming too wide to swing around my head properly.
Right.
And, you know, like it just wasn't comfortable. It wasn't the proper tool to do the job correctly. So I checked out clubs themselves, and I noticed they were very expensive, and I couldn't afford them at the time. So I said, well, maybe somebody makes an adjustable one, you know, something that's, you know, easy to adjust, and I could get, you know, because if you buy a 10-pound club, you know, and you're an avid trainer, you're going to outgrow it in a month, you know?
Sure.
So that leads you to go and order a 15-pound club. Now you're paying shipping on the 10-pound club and the cost of it. Now you're paying shipping on the 15-pound club and the cost of it. You go to a 20-pound club. Now you're buying the 20-pound club and paying shipping on that. Every time you order, you're paying shipping again, and they're heavy items. So they charge you for them. You know, it's 20, 30 bucks every pop. So I said, well, maybe somebody makes an adjustable one. And I didn't want one that was plate loaded. I did not want to use, because I noticed the plates were too big. I wanted something that was shaped just like the clubs, you know, just like the metal clubs that are out there. So I did some research, and I found out nobody makes an adjustable one. So I said, well, let me try. So I began with my first ones actually using T-ball bats. Mm-hmm. And I know how to weld. I know how to work with metal. And I went to a buddy of mine's welding shop, and fortunately he has a lathe there, and we turned some threads, and they gave me a little help doing that. And then I welded the pieces together, and I started sandwiching the weights in there, and it was still just not right. I said, I need to make weights that are proprietary to the club that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So from 2007 to 2010, I started, you know, working with all my prototypes. And I finally, in 2010, got my prototype. It took me another 2 years to bring it to market. So mm-hmm. that's the reason why I developed that, so that I made it, you know, adjustable. And it's still morphing now. I've got patent pendings on it, which are provisional patents, I should say, the actual legal term. But in layman's terms, it's called a patent pending. And, you know, I developed it to be able so that the average working person could afford a complete set of clubs for keeping their shoulders healthy and strong. That's the first and foremost thing. Then I discovered afterwards all the other benefits that come with club training. So, you know, I'm training my legs with it. I'm getting into kettlebells now because of, you know, my work doing the clubs, you know, my training with the clubs. So, you know, this is leading me to go in a different direction, but the actual reason for this was to keep my shoulder, to repair my shoulder. And then when mm-hmm. I saw I could repair my shoulder and get the motion back in it and the strength back in it, because I was really weak due to, like, when I got into a push-up position, which would be a bench press position.
Sure.
You know, when the weight was in the palms of my hands and I'm driving upward, my shoulder used to light up to the point where I couldn't keep the movement going because of the pain right. that was in my pain. Rotator cuffs.
Yeah, and we all know, for any weightlifter out there, rotator cuffs can become a big issue. You know, I've had rhomboid, scap, trap, the whole deal. And Donnie had sent me a club because I've had some stuff with my shoulder on and off for the last 6 months, and I've never had any shoulder issues at all. They didn't find anything when it was all looked at. The only thing that I haven't explored anymore is this is on the left side where I tore my bicep in Iceland and fixed it. Could be scar tissue for all I know. Once things are settling down a little bit, I have to have that looked at. But I have not only been doing that, I've been doing some different protocol with John McKean, some of the dead stop pressing we're doing. Some band work. So I'm going to have a plethora of information and contacts of people once this is all successively all tied in and done with, because besides the club and the bands and the way we are training it out of the power rack, I don't know anybody that's doing stuff like this. I'm sure there is somebody somewhere, maybe in a different way. But John and I have come up with some very interesting things for shoulder rehab. And obviously, if you're having problems getting your arm back to do back squats, other than doing fronts, we have come up with another way where we do a tri-quad dead stop squat, which is no arms behind you, pushing basically your hands right through the middle of your thighs with a bar on you. Try that sometime and see how strong you are. So I'm in the middle of a lot of this right now. The club is being used essentially here with the other two modalities. Tonight I've got to go out and do it again. And I can tell you, I'm no pro with the club, but not only do I get a really nice stretch and round in my body, but I get a body pump with that thing. Like, it looks like my pecs are going to blow right through my chin. They're up so high. And hopefully I'm not doing it wrong, but, it's an incredible piece of equipment. And you know, something, it just goes to show that you don't need 10 different things to do. You can do everything in essence with this. And, I'm doing the other stuff because it's some stuff that we discussed, we've been wanting to do, mixed in. This club can mix into any recipe you want to, conjure up. And that's Donnie, that's why I think I've said this to you before, and you and I have both been in the same situation. I am, to a point still. I mean, you don't have any money, you're kind of teetering on, am I going to be able to hold this together or not? You've got an injury, especially when you're used to being a big-time lifter, and you can get under a bar and bench 350, you know what I mean? And suddenly you're reduced, and you and I both know mentally you start suffering. And when you're mentally suffering, you can become a very dangerous individual at that point. But on the positive side of it, look at the creativity that came through due to your injury. I mean, that's where I applaud you the most, because you took a really nasty situation and it was all around you. And look what you've done, you know, today now in 2016. Obviously, you're still growing. You're coming up with other ideas, et cetera, et cetera. So tell everybody out there this. I mean, why – I'm going to ask you this flat out. Why do I want to win an 8X club? But and don't get – I know you won't give me the standard answer everybody else gives out there about, well, you know, it's the best piece of equipment ever and blah, blah. Why? Tell everybody, like, get to the grit of it, man. Why does Eric Fiorella want to win an 8X club?
The reason why, what I would say is that if you're any type – there's two type of athletes, and I think we discussed this before – And this is my philosophy. There's two type of athletes. There's athletes that have been hurt and athletes that are waiting to get hurt. Yep. And club work right there, no matter if you're an iron sport guy, if you're a power lifter, an Olympic lifter, if you're just a, you know, like a bro lifter, you know, where you're going and and you just want to look good, you know, if you work out for life, if you're a CrossFitter, whatever you're doing. You know, even if you're a sprinter, you know, those guys end up with injuries too. And, you know, I should say people, those people end up with injuries too. And they're all over their body. If you're training your body, volleyball players get hurt, tennis players, ping pong players get hurt, for God's sake.
Sure they do.
So, you know, this, a common thing is the shoulder. Shoulder, elbow, wrist, very common. Knee is very common. I don't know which wins right now for athletes, if it's, you know, more shoulder injuries or more knee injuries. But you put on any NFL game, there's one knee or shoulder injury per game.
Yeah.
And a lot of this can be avoided due to muscular imbalances, first of all. The second thing is a lot of this can be avoided with proper training. And what the club does, and it's not the be all and end all, like you're saying, you know, there's other ways to do things, but it's one of the easiest ways to strengthen your shoulder girdle, to strengthen the area that is, you know, there might be a little design flaw in there, you know, from Mother Nature or from our creator or whatever. But, you know, the knee and the shoulder are very vulnerable to a lot of stress. And we wear them out. I mean, look at the amount of shoulder replacements, the amount of knee replacements, hip replacements, you know, and it's also due to our diets, you know, which we could go into with that. But, you know, right now it's not the point. But the reason is, the best reason that I could think of for anybody to want an ADX club is to bulletproof their shoulders right there. Yep. First and foremost, either you're rehabilitating it and you want to get it back stronger than it was before, or you haven't been injured and you want to keep the suppleness and the movement going with this. And you can train with it both ways. Either you can do it heavy or you could do it light. I suggest mixing it both together. We're coming up with some new there's going to be some new videos, some new protocols for the club coming up this year. They're going to be getting more stuff done with that. You know, that'll focus more on the therapeutic benefits of the club. The club also, club training also, it provides a different type of resistance and force exerted and received than if you're lifting weights in a linear fashion. So, you know, you're working in a rotational fashion here. You're working in a 360 degree area around the joint, and that's where, you know, when you're pushing in one direction, you have to be putting the brakes on in the other direction. So you get the whole push and pull effect through a 360 degree range of motion, which if you are bound up in your shoulders, will slowly start to open them up. You know, and you know, the club also creates a traction effect too, because of the way that the exercises are designed. They pull on the muscles and joints rather than compress them.
Okay.
So, you know, now you're elongating. Let's just take overhead pressing for example.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
You want a big bench press, you're going to overhead press, right? It's yep. standard. It's standard.
Yep. You
want nice looking shoulders because you're a bodybuilder, you're going to overhead press. You're a football player, you want shoulders, you want neck and shoulders and traps, you're going to overhead press.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're compressing. So now you got 185 pound overhead press that you're doing like 8 reps with, right? You're
yep,
compressing
yep.
your shoulder, your spine, your neck, your wrists, your elbows. How are you opening that up? The club, when you swing in a circular fashion, in a rotational fashion, it
yep.
is pulling your joints outward and elongating them, allowing the nutrients, the essential nutrients, to get back into your joints. And we, you know, as you come to find out, and it's getting to be pretty common knowledge about physiology now, that the joints have a very poor blood supply. They have a hard time mm-hmm. to get nutrition to them. And the reason that this is because, first off, there's not a big blood supply there. And second off, it's that they're compressed. Our joint, mm-hmm. you know, our whole body's compressed. That's why it feels so good to get a massage when they're stretching you out. It feels good to go to the chiropractor. They're stretching you out. The club
yep.
will do the same thing for your limbs and specifically the upper body, the arms. So, like, that area needs to remain mobile. And
yep.
right there, you got it. And, you know, in 10 sentences, why the AdX club is, you know, you want to win one if you're in a – playing any sport or training hard for anything.
Right. If you want longevity, you need the club. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I
still want to be able to move. You know, my goal in life, fitness is not about like living longer. Like you don't know when, you know, like to add days onto your life. You know, that's
yeah.
not it. I want to be able to have the quality of life until, you know, I drop. You know,
yeah.
and that's what I want to be able to paddle a kayak, paddle a stand-up paddle board. I want to be able to go and do a bench press competition. I want to be able to climb a rope. You know,
yeah.
even when I'm 70 and 80 years old, I still want to do that. I got – at the gym I go to, there's a 74-year-old man that climbs ropes all the way to the top. Guy's
awesome.
Phenomenal. Believe it or not, he trains with clubs.
Ah, this is surprising. Well, let me ask you this, too. This is an important question they'll want to know. Can you do it beginning and after? Like, if I want to throw the club in with my warm-up stuff before I begin weight training? And
yes.
Yes. Okay. And then, obviously, it's always good to cool down with it. What's the benefit you feel when, before we get into a weight workout, stone workout, and, you know, we are, let's just say we're doing standard warm-ups with body weight, and we're going to use the club. How much of the club do we need to get into before we begin our weight training after our warm-up?
Not much.
Okay.
You don't need much for, you know, recuperative and, you know, restorative type of, like, at the end of your workout or the beginning of the workout. I would suggest, you know, starting out with two sets of, like, 10 reps. You know?
And Donnie, are we talking doing the circular stuff? Is that all we want to
yeah,
get into?
Yeah, we want to do rotational stuff. You want to okay. do stuff with movement. There are club exercises that are more abbreviated, but
yep.
There's a lot of simple ones. That the easiest ones to do are the two-handed ones. And
right.
and I have enough videos online, and we'll post some videos together about, you know, the easier things for people to develop to that. The hardest thing about the clubs is this is it. It's easy to integrate it into any training regimen. You do two sets before, you know, of 10 reps, you're warmed up. If you want to cool down, you do two sets after. If you want to train solely with the clubs, you can do that also. I train solely with the clubs just to see what they're going to do. I very rarely lift weights. And I drop into either CrossFit boxes. And I can perform the wads, you know, the wads
yep.
that the ability that I have. I don't have muscle ups and things like that, but, you know, the gymnastics moves I don't have. But everything else, I train with clubs, and I go into a CrossFit box, I'm able to do the wad. I compete
yeah.
in the Festivus Games. I do Spartan races now. So,
yep.
you know, this is my main source of training. Now, for someone who trains differently, you know, you could throw in a couple of movements on areas, and you can isolate the areas that you were training with the clubs. That's another
mm-hmm.
thing, too. So, you know, or if you have to work on mobility, the club can help with your mobility. And all of this will be coming out this year. There's going to be much more in-depth videos, much more descriptive. When the programming is going to be different, but it's very simple to get into. It's not as complex. You know, you don't have to do a lot of research on it, and it's pretty simple and straightforward. And like I said, the two-handed movements are just as good as the one-handed movements, but the two-handed movements will give people the confidence, if they're new to club training, to develop the neural pathways, because the most scary thing about the club is you don't know where it is in space. So you think you're going to crack yourself in the head with it all the time, you know, and it's understandable. You know, I went through it in the beginning, and, you know, I was ducking and moving and, you know, moving funny. And then I developed my way. But then I found out by doing the two-handed work, especially around my head, and that way you know where it is in space. And then when you go to the one-handed stuff, you already got those neural pathways built. And that in of itself, the neural pathways are the things that we stop building once we start getting older. You know, after 30, 35 years old, you got the certain movements down in your life. And, you know, the club work can help you achieve, you know, a different brain-body connection. And, you know, keeps the brain strong also. You know, it's not just club work, but that's a challenging thing that will develop new neural pathways.
Well, let me ask you this, too. Obviously, this isn't just for the elite athlete, and it's not just for the garage guy or the outside guy. Anybody can use this, obviously, that hasn't done a lot of weight training, or let's say they've been sitting on the couch since high school for 20 years. Obviously, they would have to take it slowly coming in, but it is a tool that anyone can use, you know, who isn't a real big athlete or has been, like I said, on the couch for 20 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. I suggest to people, if you've been sitting on the couch for 20 years, you know, that's one of the best ways you can start to do something with the minimal amount of injury that you can do to yourself. You know, think about it. If you're sitting on a couch for 20 years and then you decide to go to, let's just say you decide to go to UFIT and you get under it. Are they allowed to squat there? I think they are.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. Well, maybe like a leg press. So you load up a leg press and now you're in the sled there and you're going to, you know, I did 450 pounds when I was 18. I could do it at 45 years old. You're not going to do it. And you know, that's you're looking at like hurting yourself, like right off the bat.
Yep.
Something like the club where you could take it and you're already starting out unsure. So you're going to start light. And, you know, that gradually getting the movement back in, you know, do a month of that and then go to the UFIT or then go to LA Fitness or then go into the powerlifting gym or the CrossFit gym. You know, warm up with that, but keep it as your maintenance program if you want another training thing. I mean, I'm going to be setting up programs for people that just solely want to train with clubs too.
Right.
You know, whether they want to do weight loss, I'm working on trying to develop muscle gain with it right now. I'm actually maintaining a fair amount of muscle mass. So I'm trying to work in that aspect too, other than the therapeutical and the movement, you know, because some people do want to put on a little bit of size, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's part of the training, you know, that's part of it. So I'm trying to see how this all plays out I'm about 6 months through. So, we're going to see how that goes. I actually emaciated myself down 161 pounds, believe it or not. I'm 6 feet tall. My normal cruising weight is like 195 pounds, 195 to 205. And by no means am I a fat guy anywhere, really, you know. And so now I'm looking at, like, I dropped all this weight to actually test to see what the clubs will do as far as putting on size and maintaining strength. So, you know, I am my own guinea pig. Let's put it that way. I am living what I'm telling, you know, people that it will do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for the health aspect of it and the mobility, it's excellent. For maintaining strength, this is a really good choice. So, you know, and this is a good piece of equipment for anyone's arsenal, even if you're a member at a gym. It's easy to transport. Your transport, 125-pound club, you got a whole set of clubs there. Mm-hmm. You know, you only pay shipping on it once. And, you know, it's about comparable to the price of a set of clubs, but, the, you know, on a cheap, on a very cheap set of clubs, I should say.
Right,
and,
right.
And it also, we, the new generation AdX club increases weight in 2.5-pound increments rather than the old 5-pound increments. Just
that's good.
Which is the way standard clubs go up 5 pounds. And sometimes that 5-pound jump, even for very strong men, is a big jump. You know, it's a big jump.
Yep.
So, I did it with the 2.5 pounds, and it's, you know, it gave it 10 weight settings versus the original 6. So, you know, this is all the new stuff. Plus, I am, and I've been promising people this for a year. You know, it's just all a matter of a fact of getting the materials at the proper cost is the add-on weight kit, which will make a 25-pound AdX club go to 30, 35, 40, and 45 pounds. So if you have an existing club, you know, you can get, I mean, it costs I think a good 45-pound club is about $140 for one.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm trying to make that so you can get 4 more club settings in your AdX club for a little bit less than what one club at a fixed weight would be.
Yep.
So, you know, this is what I'm working on. And you know, the AdX products are going to be all integral. Like I mentioned, the Mace before with the AKA uses the same weight system. So you can, if you've got a club, you just buy a Mace handle and now you got an AdX Mace and it's all adjustable. I think it's 9 settings for the Mace handle. So, you know, it's a good deal all around. You know, it's a win-win for everybody here.
Yep. Well, it's still a work in progress, and that's what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
Improvement, improvement, improvement. Before we sign off here, obviously, you know, the future with AdX is growing and growing. I can think of a lot of things right now. Where do you see yourself in the market in the next year, position-wise? Because I think that's very important that everybody out there, especially who wants to win this club, you know, is going to get an understanding where you're going. If you can comment on that, Donnie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The first and foremost thing I want to say is I am a month behind on production. I have, and I have to apologize to everybody because I promised people clubs on April 10th, I said on April 11th, I was going to be mailing them out. I am behind. I am really behind. I got pushed around in the machine shop for other reasons. And, you know, in a year from now, hopefully I will be able to keep more inventory. I'm developing more products for the AdX clubs. I'm developing a rucking sack so that if you want to take a 10 pound club on a ruck with you, you throw 10 pounds in your backpack, you go out and hike for 2 miles, you stop every 15 minutes, you swing the club, you keep going. I'm going to make it, I'm going to try to design it to hold up to 2 clubs, and this way it'll give you an opportunity to carry 3.5 pounds in a pack all the way up to 50 pounds. You know,
sweet.
That's one of the, and it'll also be good for transporting so it's not rolling around in the backseat of the car.
Right.
So with that, you know, I'm always looking at developing products. That's one of the things I want to do. I'm doing the add-on kit, which is going to be, you know, it's going to be available for both the club and the Mace. So now you could take the 25-pound club or the 30-pound Mace and make that sucker go up to 45 and 50 pounds, 50 pounds on the Mace, which, you know, that now you're getting up into like some serious weight, some serious strength games right there. Strongmen will really appreciate that stuff right there. And kettlebell sport people are really into this. As far as the market and designing, I mean, this is my passion right now. This is my life, my retirement. I'm going to be honest. I'm an honest person. I believe in saying what I feel up front. If anybody has a problem with it, go, you know, have a problem with me. If anybody wants to, you know, take advantage of me, try. You know, that's the way it is. You know, I'm just a straight shooting guy, and this is my life. You know, I mean, would I love to sell this out to Reebok in 5 years because I developed it? Hell yeah, who wouldn't want to do that? Do I want this to be my life for the next 20 years? Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I found something that I want to do. You know, I used to go to work before, And I used to say, I can't wait till I fucking retire.
Right.
You know, now I get up and I work at my own pace and everything like that. And I'm really not making money yet, you know, because I'm still in my investment phase. But it's a passion. This is something that I have a big passion for. And, you know, I really want, you know, the company to blossom and my products to develop. And I stand behind everything that I make. I give everyone who buys my products my personal cell phone number when they get my and it's on a handwritten note. And I'm not,
which is nice.
I think I sent out three that were printed and I couldn't do it anymore.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know,
I think that's the way to go.
That's where I want to be, you know, and a year from now, I still want to be on this show. I still want to be, you know, offering AdX clubs for sale and for contest prizes and awards at events. And, you know, this is where I am, man. And I want to make, you know, America a stronger place, one club at a time.
Absolutely. Well, there's going to be an awful lot of rollout from this show. Not only the show, but as I've told Donnie offline, we've had a rough month here. But if this didn't kill me, nothing's ever gonna. So
you're gonna do it, brother.
We are forging steel all the way through, and it's gonna be very interesting just to see how this shakes out in 3 months. But it's not about me here. This is about the club. Get into the contest. Get involved. You know, we want our family into everything here. And as I told Donnie, we've probably got 3 to 5 more contests coming down the road, and they're going to be every month for quite a while. And we have a great, great, great girl in Tracy that's doing all the behind stuff here and is very integral in the growth of M&M and FBC, so stay tuned. This is the most exciting time right now here, being she's got more done in 2 weeks than anybody prior to here has done in 2 years. So
that's awesome.
You live and learn, and we've got a good person here. We got Donnie involved. There's probably going to be even some other stuff that he and I might even be doing, because I've got ideas for bundling stuff with his stuff, and I also have quite an idea for some other things that could involve what he does. So we'll talk about that another time. Donnie, give out all your information. I'll give mine, and then stay on the line if you would, please.
Okay. My name is Donnie. My Facebook page is Don Giaffardino. It's my personal Facebook page, but I do all my AdX business off of there, even though there's an AdX page. But you can find me at it's D-O-N, and my last name is G-I-A-F-A-R-D-I-N-O. I am the owner of AdX Developmental in Deerfield Beach, Florida. My website is adxclub.com. That's adexclub.com. And you can get to me through there or my Facebook page.
Awesome.
Yeah, and awesome. I have to give a shout out. I can't remember the name of the high school, but I know the teacher's name, Jessica Huttig, who is a kettlebell sport competitor, and she is also a high school teacher at a vocational school upstate Connecticut. Her students made miniature AdX clubs that are like keychain size ones. There's a picture of them
on my
Facebook page.
Yep.
And
yep.
I am just – I can't believe that these kids did this. And they're detailed down to the adjustable weights and everything and the knob on the end of them. And they're really cool. I'm going to put them up as my profile picture for a couple of days on Facebook so people can get a see, you know, how excited people are over these clubs. And actually, Jessica has her club at the school, which she trains with, and some of her students are using it, too.
Nice.
I think this is so cool. You know, like,
that's great.
It's awesome. But anyway, a shout out to those kids.
Awesome. All right. So this is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are brought to you by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Steven Santangelo's Athlete's Choice, Primal Creations at AOL.com. Facebook, STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75. Don't forget, too, also the ADEX Club contest. All you got to do, go out to motivationandmuscle.com/club, and all you have to do is enter your name and your email address.
It's easy.
It's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
The contest will go to May 18th. Donnie and I will draw the winner the next day. You'll be contacted by either one of us or both of us, and we'll figure out a time when the three of us can do a show together. So whether you are on this show or not, you will still have the ability to come on. And as Casey Walker, who was on here the other day, who's 12 years old, he wants to come back on. So you come on here, you're going to get to really put yourself out there. And obviously, you know, you're the fortunate winner of an excellent piece of equipment. And then you can tell us your stories. So go out to motivationmuscle.com/club. Enter in your name and your email, and let's get it done. Let's do this, because you've already heard the benefits of this. And if you have an injury, you can definitely get yourself back. So check that out. And don't forget, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, strength times power equals success, and the winner's circle, all out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Check them out. Just like the club, change your life. That's what it's all about. We are FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationandMuscle.com. We are on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. We thank everybody for that. If there's a show you'd like Donnie and I to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Contact me there, and I'm sure we can accommodate you. On Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. On Twitter, we're at Fiorello Eric. And I do believe, if we don't have it, Tracy's building us on Twitter, Motivation and Muscle, too. So that would be interesting, because you're going to be able to track us down there. Also, too, let's see, we've already talked about contacting me. And I'll leave you with these five things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them a point of view, a few kind words. You don't know what you're changing and who you're going to inspire to do something great. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Also, too, if you're going to go out and lift like me tonight, bend, press, pull, take that 8X club, man, circle around, throw it up in the stratosphere with a note, get them to buy them up there. Whatever you got to do, man, you go out and do it, and take your stones and turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel, Crush Your Stone, says in Blood Red, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anybody's path. And as everything I write now says, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Never walk around it. Walk through it. And as I always say, no one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to the show from the beginning, and who's been a guest on the show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We'll say that to the day we sign off. And if we get our way, we're going to be live by the end of the year with a call-in show. So just keep that. I can't say that for sure, but that's one of the goals we're going to try to do. So as you can see, this show is going to be all over the universe. Donnie, thanks for being on, brother.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
That's my pleasure. So, for Donnie G. Fardino, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We'll have Donnie on again shortly. And as I always say, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road. Tell 100 of your friends about us, because if not, we're coming for you. And the aggression begins here again. Believe me, you don't know what's coming down the way. We are the best. We are the best.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll get this show right up.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.